Jeff, let's say somebody wanted to get early episodes of the show. Is that possible?
It is so possible!
If people wanted to get bonus episodes of the show, is that possible?
We got those too!
If people wanted to get, like, extra stuff, like video hangouts with us and other fans of the show, is that possible?
Dude, I'm telling you, all of that and more is possible. All they gotta do is support the show.
How do they do that?
Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, find out all the information you need, and help us continue to make this show.
Saying that looking back on the spider people
compared to now, compared to what we have now, I'll take the spider people.
Always take the spider people. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Oh man, some stories come out and it's just like the future.
Whoa,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I can't wait to hear what this
You're
is.
You're like, you just go, yeah. That's a big one.
Is this, we got a hoverboard action?
No,
we don't. Jetpacks?
No.
Teleportation?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I hit it in three.
Those are the only three, really.
Yeah.
Once you get past those, it's all stuff nobody cares about. like a cure for all disease?
Yeah, who needs that?
Hoverboard, please.
Yeah, give me that hoverboard.
So this is a team of researchers in China that sent a photon from the ground to an orbiting satellite more than 300 miles above the Earth through a process known as quantum entanglement. You know,
whoa,
quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement.
So here's what's up.
You know the thing, good thing about quantum entanglement?
What is it?
You can't be prosecuted for it more than once.
That's true.
Because there's the quantum entanglement laws where once
you've
been... That,
so if you murder someone and the jury finds you innocent and then new evidence surfaces... There's nothing they can do.
Right, because you can't be both innocent and guilty at the same time. That's a quantum state.
The first person to get off on that was Schrodinger.
Yeah, because he murdered his cat.
He murdered his cat. He was murdering cats left and right, and he was like, prove it's me. You
Sorry,
can't.
Quantum entanglement.
And they were like, damn it, he's got us. here's what's up. For about a month, the scientists were beaming millions of photons from the ground in Tibet to their low-orbiting satellite, and out of, like, millions of photons, they were successful in more than 900 cases.
Oh.
So it works.
So wait.
Ish.
We're sending photons, so a single photon.
A single photon. I actually have done that. I own a laser pointer.
You pointed it into the stars?
I pointed it in the sky, and I sent more than a single photon I don't want to toot my own horn.
You know what, though?
I don't want to, like, shout about my scientific achievements on a show where we're supposed to be talking about scientific achievements of others.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did it.
That's how...
I sent them right to the moon,
that's
motherfucker.
That's how astronauts go blind, Anthony. You got to be careful about that.
I crashed the space station. So here's something that you should know. So quantum entanglement...
So they sent millions and only 900 got there, and we're applauding? I guess that's a big deal still, right?
It's a big step.
I mean,
how many photons have we teleported before? Answer, none. Except for me with my groundbreaking laser pointer work. So quantum entanglement, just so you guys know, is two quantum objects, so photons, form at the same instant and point in space, and so share the same existence.
Whoa.
Every photon, every moment, every nanosecond is in a certain quantum state.
Right.
And what you should know about this type of teleportation is they're not so much sending one photon out into the universe as they are taking the quantum state of one photon and using entanglement to change the other photon to that state.
So you're switching one off and switching one on at the exact same instant.
You are making an exact copy of that photon by changing the state of another photon.
This is not good at all. None of this is good. None of this leads me to be able to go to the moon on an afternoon and get back in time for supper. That's what I want my teleportation to do.
Oh, it does. But you're three Jeffs later.
That's the problem.
But here's the
thing. You've deleted current Jeff and replaced him with their Jeff and then re-deleted him and then... created third Jeff, who's back in my original place.
Do you remember, and if you're out there listening, please tweet at me, but do you remember we were at, I believe it was PAX South, and somebody was talking to us. It was a concerned citizen, a listener of the show,
And we deleted them?
And I deleted them from existence. No, but he was talking to me about teleportation, and the type of teleportation he was talking about was this type.
Right.
Where you get erased and then exactly rebuilt. And he was like, I don't care. It's the same thing. I was like, and I started getting so angry at him.
Right.
Not because he was wrong. I mean, he is sort of like at the most technical level wrong.
He's both wrong and right at the same time.
He's both wrong and right at the same time. He's both dead and alive. He murdered his wife and did not murder his wife. So no, what it was is he was like, well, if it's the exact same thing, if it's me and it has all my memories and whatever, it's cool because I'm still there. And I was just like, I, being the egocentric person that I am, was like, screaming at him. I was like, no, right. You die, dude.
You die.
And then there's another you.
Yeah.
And he's like, fucking your wife.
Yeah. No, if you make a clone of you that has all your memories, it's not you.
It's not you.
It's a different guy who thinks he's you.
And somebody, and he was like, I don't know. As long as I keep existing and it thinks and acts exactly like me.
You don't keep existing.
I know. And this is what I was saying. But I understand where he's coming from. And it's actually a very enlightened perspective on it.
Someone who is me keeps existing.
It's a very it's much less egocentric.
Right.
For all intents and purposes, there is another you. But we should say
my heart will go on is what he cares about.
Yeah.
Right? Near, far, wherever he might be.
Wherever he is.
He are.
But we are very far away from that. This is not an object, remember. This is
photon.
Yeah. So this.
But
this headline, and this headline is everywhere. This is another one of those cases where it's like, hey, the headline is kind of yeah, kind of no, because this is not technically teleportation.
Right.
And this is not technically an object.
It's not what we want when we say teleportation.
Right.
What we want when we say teleportation is I am moved and nothing about me is moved or
like
a
emotionally?
Photon. Yeah, I want to be, you know, I want to feel something.
I want to be emotionally teleported.
I want teleportation to have like a
that was in my wedding vows
score. Yeah, I
every day you emotionally teleport me.
Yeah. Oh, darling. No, I want to be stop being where I am and start being where I'm not. That's not what this is. You stop being where you are and you stop being.
Yeah.
And then something else pops into existence where you aren't.
Yeah.
That looks
And this is not
like
yeah, and this is kind of crazy because it's not even it's not even popping a new thing into existence. It's changing another thing. It's
right.
Almost as though we decided to teleport you, and so we kill you and change somebody on the other side of the planet into you.
Yeah.
That person then becomes like an exact copy of you with all your memories. So really,
that's
we kill two people. Really, what
and
we do is
create a third.
Yeah, well, really, what we do is we kill two people just to have an exact copy of the first.
We gotta write this movie, Anthony. We gotta write this movie. It's the dystopian future where people are just waiting to be where the rich pay.
Yeah, the wealthy can pay to teleport, and the very poorest are chosen.
They're just used as
like, look,
as gristle in the mill.
They're so unhappy, and they're not going anywhere, and they're not going to go anywhere. And isn't it just so much more useful to?
It's an honor.
To get an important person there
when
they need to
be. It's an honor. They're like an Uber.
Yeah.
They're an Uber
for like
bodies.
A vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just become rich guy.
I would like to just become rich guy.
Yeah, now
and
you
can. And that's probably how they explain
now
it.
Now you can.
That's good marketing.
Do you want to be rich guy?
Oh my God, Hollywood.
Now you can.
Copyright. We mailed this podcast to ourselves, and now none of you can use that idea. Yeah, so it's not really teleportation. This is something cool.
It's cool in the fact that we did a thing.
Yeah,
but
yay, we did it.
900 out of several million is not good
we're
ratio.
We're going to get that number up.
Yeah, that's a starting.
We're going to get that number up. Don't you worry. Especially once we start doing it to people. I think we can get it up to like 2,000-3,000 out of every million.
Do you want to be a rich person, maybe? Do you want a rich person to maybe be you? If the ratios work out in your favor, do you want to roll the dice 900
maybe,
out of a million?
Maybe in this movie, people could register as suicidal.
Oh. And that's how they kill themselves is that, yeah, you just like walk into the thing and walk out as Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. No,
by
Keanu
the
Reeves
the movie,
needs to get around.
By
he
the
just
end,
needs to get around.
Whoa, by the end of the movie, everybody is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Because
they forget to kill the
that's
one.
The twist, right? They forget to kill. And all of a sudden, all the Keanu Reeves are after all the other Keanu Reeves. And it's just Keanu Reeves all the way down.
Wow.
And that truly is the fanfic that I've been writing. It's just all the way down on Keanu Reeves.
This is kind of cool. It is kind of cool that we can use a photon to affect the state of another photon.
Yeah.
300 miles away. This is a beginning to long-term changing the state of matter in another place.
Well, would this not be, instead of teleportation, would this not be a way to communicate over great distances? Like, could we not, instead of like transporting objects or people or things that we think about as quote-unquote teleportation, isn't this more about delivering information instantaneously to another place? If you're changing a photon, basically you could just use it as a non-organic way to send.
It's like a switch.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, we don't have to worry about the speed of light in order to
zeros and ones.
Right. How that sounds like it would be very useful.
But if we're destroying the original,
we always make a backup.
We always make a backup. Well, I just wonder like how much you can do that and what the loss is. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like I think it would be super hilarious if every time Picard like was like tea Earl Grey hot, it was just like coming from a warehouse where there were thousands of cups of tea.
And it just waiting.
And it just disappears. It's like it destroys one cup of tea all the way back on Earth.
They call it a replicator, but it's a fucking lie.
It's a lie. There's just
like destructionator.
It's really more like the Prestige. There's just some dude.
His job is to create.
He has to make hundreds and hundreds of cups of tea for every fucking starship captain.
Vaporized in an instant.
He's like, oh. Hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, Larry.
I guess it's time for me to clock out, huh?
Yeah, I guess I'll take over. How many did you brew up today?
I made 13,000.
Jesus Christ.
And we lost about 14,000. They just keep commissioning new starships, so
wow.
We're going to have to start brewing these faster.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, man, I guess we're going to get some overtime this week, huh, buddy?
I suppose. We're not getting the China deliveries fast enough. And
no, because the guy in China is they can't make enough to vaporize them and get them here.
It's such a bummer, man.
It really feels like we could streamline this process a lot. It just feels like there's a lot of waste, you know?
Yeah, here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just send them up there with tea?
Well,
And I'm not like, listen, I'm not questioning the Federation. We're in a cashless society now.
Sure, yeah.
We're all working.
We're at war. You know, you don't want to question them when we're at war.
No. That's what the Admiral says.
Yeah. But I do agree that there seems like a lot of, you know, how much tea could you put in the holodeck? You don't need the holodeck. I mean, maybe, yeah, it's nice to blow off some steam, go in the holodeck. We could use that for tea storage. I'm just saying, I'm on your side here, buddy.
I went to Starfleet Technical Academy.
I know you did.
I didn't want to be here.
You weren't a man who thought he'd be destined to make tea for the captain.
Oh, Jesus, we just lost another 300 cups. We got to get back to work.
Yeah, well, let's do it, buddy. Ain't no sipping tea. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to think that everything in Star Trek happens that way. We're like the crew of the Enterprise is just living this very privileged life.
Insulated from the horrors that are necessary for them to lead the lives that they lead on this pristine ship.
Nobody's telling them that the teleporter works by killing them and making a duplicate. Like, nobody knows.
It's all a horror show.
It's just a nightmare.
Right below the surface, they don't know.
And, like, yeah. When you get, like, when they come back to Earth and they're talking to people that are, like, lower in the ranks that work in the factories, they have, like, no respect for them because it's like, you're not even Picard, dude. There have been 100,000 Picards at this point.
There's a room of people who have the biggest, broadest costume department for anything that they want to put into the holodeck, and those people are instantly vaporized as soon as they're done performing.
Just so no one knows. Yeah.
You're just like, oh, you want to do Shakespeare today?
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, yeah. It's Shakespeare. It's a hologram. Yeah. It's a hologram.
It will be your greatest.
That's why the holograms keep getting out and taking control of the ship.
Yeah. It'll be your greatest. Holograms? It'll be your greatest performance, Ian. It will also be your last performance. I'm just doing my part to help the galaxy. Here we go.
You'll be playing Al Capone again?
Oh, they love the Al Capone. Yeah, well,
hey, you look different than the last Al Capone.
Yeah. No, he's dead.
oh, it's a holodeck upgrade. That's, we got a better idea of what Al Capone looks like. Yeah. And so, anyway.
We're doing it again.
Yeah.
Tell my family I love them. Okay, here we go.
Just the dark behind the scenes of Star Trek.
Is really a horror show, and just no one on the Enterprise knows it. It's all a dumb show for their entertainment.
I wonder how they would prove via teleportation, because even when you move a file, and it's stupid and reductive to compare this to a hard drive, but computers is what we normally compare things to.
Yeah.
How would we know if we did complete teleportation that we're not just making a copy?
Dude, that is an amazing idea. You just blew my mind. Because if Anthony Carboni steps into the teleportation machine, poofs out of existence, and pops up on the moon, and somebody on the moon is like, Anthony Carboni, tell me everything you know. And you're like, I'm here. And they just murdered the guy on Earth.
And they wouldn't know.
You wouldn't. There's no way to know.
Because a move operation on a file is just a copy and delete.
Right. But you don't, there's no way to prove that you're the same guy.
Yeah. That's pretty spooks.
Fuck. So is there any difference?
Now you're seeing what's up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You just wink out of existence. You'll never even know. That's the thing, is if we can't fully prove it, you'll never even know that you wink out of existence if you're one of the first people to get into a teleport.
No one else will know either.
No one else will know.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's why planes.
I mean, I'm sticking with hoverboards and jetpacks personally.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be all I need, but.
Maybe, you know, I want a Hyperloop.
Yeah, no, give me one of those.
A couple thousand miles an hour is good.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
as
good.
As long as nothing, you know, has to murder me in order to complete
now,
this process.
Now, if somebody says to you, Jeff, we did it. There's a colony on Mars and there's a teleporter between the two. You want to go?
I mean, I would love to, but now I'm given pause.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'd be sixpence none the wiser. You know what I mean?
Sure, because you'd be dead.
Yeah, I'd be dead, but facsimile me wouldn't even know he was a facsimile.
Do you want to give the gift of space travel to facsimile you? If that's the only way to have it?
Facsimile doesn't know he's a lie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you give the gift of interstellar travel to facsimile you, knowing that you will never see another planet any other way?
But I won't see a planet this way. I won't.
Right.
Facsimile me will. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean our species won't?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, you personally. You're never going to go out into space. But a version of you,
man.
And it's 50-50. They don't know whether it's going to be you or a facsimile. Do you roll the dice?
I think I'm staying here. I think I'm going to live. I want to live, Anthony. I want to live.
I know. Even if it's a miserable, boring existence, it's mine, goddammit. It's my existence.
That is crazy.
What do you guys think?
What would you do?
What would you do?
Going to Mars?
Would you go to Mars knowing that it may not be you that gets there, but it would functionally
It would be you-ish.
It'd be you. No one would know, including yourself.
Wow. Including that self, not your... You
self. Both selves, yeah. Would never know. Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those replicator.
Yeah.
Also, guys, Clash of Concerns.
Are we still voting? People, are you voting? Are you doing your duty as a listener to vote on the best episodes?
Every week, we are going back through old episodes, and we are putting up a month's worth, listing them out, trying to find the best ones, trying to create the ultimate guide of greatest episodes of the show. So
indisputable.
It's indisputable.
Yep, because you voted on it.
So if you're trying to get people into the show, if you're trying to introduce the show to new people, or if new people just happen upon the show,
right,
and we want to put our best foot forward as concerned citizens.
Yes.
We want to show them the best stuff. The way to vote, the way to make your voice heard, every week a new batch of episodes is posted at wehaveconcerns.com. Scroll down just a little bit till you see Clash of Concerns. And there'll be links to all those old episodes. You'll be able to refresh your memory, re-listen to some of your old favorites, and vote on what you think are the best. That's wehaveconcerns.com. Scroll down to Clash of Concerns.